Charles.
Yep.
Come do something. You can sing if you want to. I don't care.
I love you. Thank you, preacher. Boy, I'll tell you one thing. Praise God. Ain't that good?
Yeah.
Amen. Mm. I sure do like to go to church when God's at home, don't you? Amen. Pete, is that you back there? Good to see you. God bless you. Brother Reagan, Sister Joyce, my good friends for 100 years. Glad they're here tonight. But more than anything, I'm glad the Holy Ghost.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah, Brother Charles.
Amen.
I don't know a whole lot, but I know when the Holy Ghost comes.
Yes,
Charles.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
All the singing, all the preaching, all the praying, whatever you want to do, ain't worth a flip. But when the sweet Holy Ghost. You can fool me on a lot of things. You can get me on a lot of stuff. But I know the Holy Ghost. And he knows me. I like that. Amen. Sister, I appreciate your testimony. I appreciate you shouting. I like to go to church when you can raise your hand and ain't got a question. Don't you? I ask God. Somebody said, what are they doing? They're remembering where they come from. They're remembering where God had brought them from. And you can praise God all you want to. I'll tell you right now, first thing I ever heard when I was born, coming up and growing up, was Daddy would run the sawmill and Mama would shout. Yep. Mama didn't really care why you come to church. She come to praise God. She didn't give a fat flip why you come. And I believe that's the way we all ought to be. Just come to worship Him and hold Him up. My God, I'll tell you, I like this. A good crowd for Wednesday night. Some of the folks have to go to their own church. We got enough sense to know that. But we're sure glad you're here. But most of all, glad the Holy Ghost is here. Amen. 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 Amen.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to.
And I'm way behind on praising
him. Yes, honey.
Yes, all of us are.
Today I was at home, I was praying for my grandson and my future grandkids.
Yeah, boy. Amen, honey.
Something from somewhere said, what makes you think you're going to be there?
Ah.
And that song come to mind, and I sang it out loud. My hope is in the blood.
Amen.
In the precious well of God.
Amen.
He brought it to my mind, I sang it.
Amen.
I have blessed assurance that I'm
going to
be there.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
I have family that my mama's side, my dad's side, I'm going to be there. Yes. I need help. Praise God.
Bless you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Ain't that good?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I don't usually ever say anything about it, but I've had the devil to come in the midnight hour and say, do you really think you're going to see Jesus? You really think you're going to see your mama and your daddy and your brothers and your sisters? And I'm glad that the sweet Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory.
Amen.
Yes.
Give me the assurance. There's a home beyond that sky, beyond that river, and I'll be there. We'll shake glad hands with the elders and tell our kindred, good morning.
Amen.
Anybody else, anything? I don't want to stop nothing God starts. I'll tell you that right now, boys, I'll tell you. Hallelujah. Amen. Preacher, pray with us.
Lord God, we thank you for your holy presence. For manifesting yourself, God. And Lord, we pack up, we walk out of the tabernacle tonight. God said it's been good. Lord, in your house.
Yes.
You've already spoken, oh God.
Amen.
But Lord, in these remaining moments, however many they are, oh God, would you captivate our hearts? Lord, would you speak and stir it? Would you help your man this night?
Help us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, we know still, a man of God. Would you pivot, anoint him, breathe on him one more time in these moments? Help us, oh God, to hear it. Your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear pastor. Thank you so much. All of you know the story of Joseph. All of you know the story of how that they were so jealous of him. His dad made him a coat of many colors, and that heaped a whole lot more jealousy on. And you remember the time when he sent him off? He sent Joseph. He said, you go check on him. They saw him coming and said, there's that dreamer. Let's kill him. Do something with him. He said we'd bow to him. He said he'd be, that mom and dad would bow to him. Let's do something with him. And you know what? The thing kept on and on. They killed, lied about it for 20-some years. I guess there was every Christmas, every Easter, every birthday, they had to lie about it. They'd done away with him, soaked that coat of many colors, took it up, said, Papa, wild beast killed him, you know. My God, you think about that. Then the time come, they had to go, the famine was so great, they had to go get corn. Corn in Egypt. They went down there. And you reckon who was the head knocker of the corn business? Huh? Who was the head knocker of the corn club? It was him. Yeah, they went down there and got the corn, went back, had to go get some more. And they said, have you got a daddy or papa? Yeah, I said, an old man. I said, he's doing pretty good. Well, what about the boy? I said, you got any brothers? Yeah, we got one. I said, he's just daddy's pride and joy. I said, he loves him so much that, oh, you just wouldn't believe how he loves Benjamin. And he said, I'll tell you what, do bring him down here. Oh, they said, oh, no, we couldn't do that. You see, Papa's wife, his life is wound up in that boy. He's all he thinks about. And he had another boy, Joseph, and something happened to him. And there there's a line again. He said, let me tell you something. You ain't getting no more corn unless you bring that boy down here. They said, we can't do that. He said, you can't have no more corn. They went back and said, time to go get corn. He said, Papa, he said, it's time to go get corn. He said, for a spring Benjamin. He said, oh, no, you can't do that. He said, well, if we don't, we'll not get any corn. He said, that's all right, we ain't getting it. And finally, things got worse and worse. He said, all right, you take him. And if he dies, he just dies. I'll just grieve myself to death. And you know the story, how this is coming out. Had Benjamin and all of that. And Joseph had fixed it to where it looked like there's a lying and a stealing and a cheating. Do you remember? And of course, he had it set up to where that the cup was in Benjamin's sack. He found it. Boy, he's mad and aggravated, sure enough. And he said, we're just going to keep this boy. And you know what? Judah said, listen, I'll stay and I'll be your servant and anything you want, but the boy's got to go back to Papa. The boy's got to go back home. He said, well, he ain't. Said you just lied and everything. Said the old man and the child, his old age, a little one and his brother, he said he's dead and he is alone, is left of his mother and of his father. Then he said, and then the lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. They said, we ain't gonna let you take Benjamin back. And Judah got so overwhelmed with it. And this is my thought for tonight for just a minute. He said this to Joseph. He said, how shall I go up to my father? And the lad be not with me.
Yes.
Lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come on my father. Tonight I want us to think on just one little thought, just for a little while, on don't go to heaven alone. He said, how can I go up to my father and the lad be not with me? How can we go up to the father and the children going to hell and the grandchildren going to hell and mamas and daddies and wives and husbands lost? And somehow or other, we don't have the burden and the concern that we ought to have. But may God help us tonight. It's not likely that a stranger will come into your town and weep and cry over your loved ones that's without God. But how shall I, he said, how can I go? How can I go up to my father and the lad be not with me? How can we think about going to heaven, enjoying all that heaven has, and a daughter going to hell, and a son going to hell, grandchildren going to hell? My God, help us tonight to realize, let's don't go to heaven alone. Let's take somebody with us. My God, I'll tell you what's the truth. Paul said, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness that I have great heaviness. Listen, the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ, for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. And then over in verse or chapter 10, he said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Paul is simply saying, I'd be willing to walk off into hell if I could get my people saved. I read that verse of scripture and I say, Charles, you are nothing but a chicken and a coward. You know what? How long's it been since you cried yourself to sleep because somebody was lost? Somebody you love and you'd do anything for them. Paul said, I'd be willing to go to hell if I could get my people saved. We ain't willing to give up a TV program or a meal or nothing else to get them out of hell and to save them. The founder of our Christian faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came into the world, nobody had to guess why he came. The Bible said, for I'm not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He also said in Luke, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's how come you're sitting under here tonight. And you can wave your hand and say, glory to God. He came where you were one day. Thank God I've got a place that I can go back to, and I know where God in heaven saved my soul. Lord, help us. In spite of everything that God has ever said about rescuing and winning people to God, being a witness, 9 out of 10 of us go to heaven, never won one soul, never done anything for God. Help us. Amen. That song said, must I go and empty-handed? Must I meet my Savior's soul? Not one soul with which to greet him. Must I empty-handed go? The other song said, you knew me day by day, and you knew that I was astray. But you never mentioned Jesus to me. How can we go up to the father and the lad and the grandchildren? Some on dope, some don't even know where they are. But I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost knows where they are. And I'll tell you, there ain't no limit on prayer. You tell God about it. And I'll tell you, God will do something. The average Christian today, they're riding the gospel train to glory, and they've reserved a sleeper for the whole trip. Said, wake me up when we get to heaven. I'm going to get out and shout all over God's heaven. No, you ain't. You'll have to get in the corner somewhere and practice. You'll need to practice a little here. What's wrong with glory to God now? What's wrong with a few tears in your eyes? Preaching nowadays is kind of like going into the cafeteria and said, I want that. Preacher, no, I don't want that. You get, we got these gospel sniffers. They'll say, well, he preached that, but I don't like that. Gospel sniffers. Yeah, the preacher said that, but listen, if God said it, that settles it. Hallelujah. And you might as well choke her down. If you don't like it, it don't matter. If God said it, it's so. Thank God it'll be right there. Listen, how can I go up to my father and the lad? Be not with me. You think about the thing that America needs today. Do you know what America needs from the White House to the church house? Is to be convicted of the need that men that die without God, they don't go to purgatory, they don't go to limbo, but if they die without God, they go to hell.
You're preaching it right.
Conviction of a need. People are dying and going to hell every day. We must be convicted that there's a real need. Oh, yeah, we need better housing, better this, better that, better wages, better that. But hey, when it comes time to meet the Lord Jesus Christ, there's not anything you'll need more than my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't know a lot of things, but I know one thing for dead sure. My name, it's written there. Amen. Listen, your little old heart's beating, but God can stop it anytime he wants to, and you'll be out of here. Statisticians tell us every time that the second hand moves, somebody's going out into eternity. No wonder it said hell had enlarged itself. No place. God, to put people dying without God and going to hell. I thank God for this crowd. You don't know it, but you're the salt of the earth. Amen. That's right. Old-fashioned praying, shouting, singing, God-loving, God-singing, loving the Bible. You're God's salt of the earth. Amen. I don't know if you know it or not, we're the only thing keeping this world from rotting.
Amen.
Mm. God help us. People say, don't preach to me about hell. Why not? You ain't going to scare nobody nowadays. They've watched so many horror movies, you can't scare a young'un nohow. The truth. They've watched so much junk and hell over the videos and television and the internet, you can't scare nobody. But I'll tell you one thing, this hell is real and this heaven is real and this salvation is real. Thank God, get in on it. Yeah, they'll say, people say, you know, I don't really like to hear you preach. It scares my young'uns. I found out young'uns come up, hug me on the leg and kiss me on the jaw. After I'd preached on hell. And Mamma and Papa and get to pooch mouth and leave. You know what? They don't want to hear about hell. They don't want to hear about doing anything. Just come and sit down and say, bless me if you can. I ain't going to bless you if I can. You can take a Pepsi Cola bottle and put a cork in the end of it. You can throw it in the Atlantic Ocean. It won't get no water in it. A lot of people come to the house of God with their soul corked up. They ain't nothing can get in. Come in with it wide open. Say, bless me, Lord. Bless me. Praise God, I love it, don't you? Yeah. He's, you know what? If we believe what we say we believe, I believe we'd walk across this country to tell one soul about Jesus Christ. Don't you be took by the seven-day advantage, the Jehovah's Witness, and all that other crowd. Yeah, there's a hell.
Amen.
But there's a heaven, thank God.
Amen.
And it's going to be all right. It's going to be good, praise God. Don't you worry about it. You'll not be having to look for the airport to leave. That rich man had five brothers and he was going to hell. And do you know what he wanted? He wanted a drop of water. He wanted mercy. But you know what? Couldn't get no water. Ain't no mercy in hell. There ain't no water in hell. But he said, I've got five brothers. Got five. Would you somebody go and tell them, don't come to hell. Whatever you do. There's a friend of mine. He was a drunk. He was called maintenance drunk. And somehow or other, he took a liking to me. I hauled him around. He'd get sober and I'd take him. He'd go with me here and there in revivals. And he'd have to go up there to that nervous room at the hospital, you know, and he'd get over them shakes and stuff. Me and his wife had it made up. I said, when it gets to where he ain't a shaking, call me. I'd call him. I'd say, Les, oh, somebody go with me to revival tonight. He said, if you'll give me about an hour, I'll go with you. He'd get ready. He was a used car salesman. He dressed up and looked a whole lot better than I did. I was in a revival up toward Taylorsville, and he'd come sit right on the front seat, and him still just about half shaking. I read my scripture, and I bowed down, and I said, Pastor, you pray, call on somebody. He said, I'm going to ask Brother Campbell over here, and my God, I said, Lord, he's still drunk nearly. He called on him. He said, Les, I want you to pray. There I was on my knees, and it was so quiet in there, it was quieter than heaven. And I was fixing just before, take off praying like a rabbit, dog after a rabbit, and I heard him say, Lord, take care of us and help us. Bless this church and this preacher, and bless my pastor, and God in Jesus' name. And my mama said he put up an awful good prayer to be a drunk. We was going home. He was always a talking, and he wasn't saying a word. We rode for miles, and he never said nothing. On and on and on and on. He never said nothing. I said, Les, what's wrong with you? He said, it wouldn't hurt me no worse if he'd have put a 38 right to my head and pulled the trigger. I said, what are you talking about? He said, that preacher calling on me to pray and me just to get out of that nervous room up there at the hospital. But you know what? He said, I'm just as saved as you are. I said, that's wonderful. But one Sunday morning, the Holy Ghost swept through that church, you know, like he does. He come down the aisle, a great old big feller. He's a weeping and a crying. And I said, Seth, what do you want? He said, I want to get saved. I want to get baptized. And I want to join this church. I'll tell you right now, you know, at the Spit and Whittle Club, some of them said, wonder how long Whirlies are going to haul that drunk around. Well, the deacon said he'll haul him around till he dies or gets saved, one. When you get to thinking you're better than a drunk, you ain't better than a drunk, you're sorry as you can be. If it wasn't for the grace of God, you'd be a wallowing somewhere in a ditch tonight without God and without any hope. Amen. The sweet Holy Ghost brought you to Jesus. Fixed you up. And I'm glad he did. Preacher, I was pastoring in Georgia. And one of the deacons come and he said, I'll tell you what, watch the news tonight. I said, I will. What is it? He said, just watch it. And I watched the 5 o'clock news down there in Georgia. Me come on, there's a house on fire. It was engulfed in flames. The roof falling in. A little old couple out in the yard hugging each other, crying and crying, and said, we've lost everything. We've lost it all. And she said, honey, did you get the baby? Did you get the baby? He said, no. I thought you got her. That's why there's a lot of people are going to hell. Everybody thinks a preacher going to win them to God. Somebody come to me and they'll say, you know what? I'm really burdened about so-and-so over yonder. Will you go see him? I said, no. You got the burden, you go. You go see him. My God, don't talk it. I ain't the one got the burden. How long has it been since you've had a burden that brought tears to your eyes? There's some old saint of God waded up a muddy road carrying an oil lantern to the house of God. Went up through there and went in the prayer room and begged God to save you and save your children and to keep your folks out of hell. We're riding on the backs of the prayers of our mamas and our grandmas and our papas and our great papas. And I praise God for every one of them. Thank God it's prayed and asked God for me. Don't go to heaven by yourself. Don't do it. Take somebody with you. Get a burden for somebody. Surely before God, you can get a burden for your children. Surely you can get a burden for your grandchildren, can't you? Huh? That little old grandbaby needs your prayers. Can't you get a burden for that little sweet teenager that's just about to go off in sin that needs the prayers of God's people? And while it take off, and one day they're going to go with the world and the devil, the Holy Ghost got them tenderly and said, honey, you don't need to go that way. You know why? Mamma and Papa, their prayers and tears been poured out on them. Can't let you go. Huh? I can't let you go to hell. Your mama prayed. And your mamma. And your papa, you come here, and that sweet Holy Ghost just keeps a drawing, And they go into an old-fashioned Baptist church, and the preacher gets up with the Holy Ghost and said, come ye sinners, poor and needy, you come to Jesus. And that little old girl under conviction to that boy, you'll see him weep. And they'll come down the aisle. Say, what do you want? Say, I want to be saved. Amen. It'll work. Amen. It'll work. Amen. You know, I've got some boys, and I love them, grandboys. And I've got some that they say they're saved. But you know what, preacher? I don't see no fruit. And I know everybody ain't supposed to be like me. I understand that. I go to church all the time. I preach all the time. If I ain't reading the Bible or praying or something, you know, everybody ain't going to do that. But listen, I believe when it comes Wednesday night, you ought to have a desire to be in God's house. You know what? I want to be with the Lord's people. I know that I passed from death unto life because that I love the brethren. It don't take me but a minute to hook up to you. If you know the same Holy Ghost, it don't take but a minute. God help us. Now let's don't go to heaven alone. All right, now I'm going to wind this up, but I want you to get it. How can you go to heaven? How can you go to heaven? And the children go to hell. I want you to answer me. How many prayers have you prayed? How many times have you cried till your pillow was soaked? Because somebody you loved was stepping, walking right over the rotten covering of hell. It could break through at any minute. And then they not only got to be conviction, but there's got to be compassion. Do you know what we need, beloved of God? We need the sweet Holy Ghost melt the mountains of snow and ice from around our heart. And let these eyes know tears again, and this heart know a heavy load for somebody that ain't saved. They ain't a bit of need to cry over them when they're laying in the casket. No need to say, I wish I'd do it now. How can we go without the children? How can we go up to glory? And all of these that we've loved, leave them behind. Listen, you think about the little expression Jesus said. He said, I must preach the kingdom of God into other cities. Do you know the Lord in John 4? He said, I've got to go by that well. There ain't some princess sitting over there. In John 4. He said, boys, you go get something to eat. But I'm going over here. There wasn't some queen sitting over there. There's a woman been married so many times, it is pitiful. And she was just shacking up with somebody. And he said, would you give me a drink? She said, you know, we don't have a thing to do with each other. Oh, he said, if you ask of me, I'd give you some water. And you will never have to come and draw it this way. She said, Lord, please give me that water. She got a drink of that good water. Thank God she went into town. All of the customers, praise God. Everybody she saw, she was a brand new creature. She said, come and see a man. Come and see a man that told me everything. Is not this the Christ, the Son of God? You remember when they... In John 8, when they throwed that woman, been taken in the very act of adultery, her half clothed, and they throwed her just about naked at the feet of Jesus. They thought, boy, we're doing good. I want to tell you something, buddy. You look right here. If I ever get in trouble, throw me at the feet of Jesus. Throw me at the feet of the sweet Lamb of God. Amen. That sweet Lamb of God. Oh, Lord. Said, all you that labor and are heavy laden, you come unto me. Yet just throw me at the feet of Jesus, and you'll do me the best thing you've ever done. Just throw me there. He won't kick me. He won't cuss me. He won't, my God, he won't spit on me. He'll not throw something at me. Thank God, you know how it went. He rolled on the ground.
Yes, sir.
And them boys, when they saw what he wrote, and I don't know what it was, but you know what? From the oldest, they had run a rock. Another rock. Another rock. Finally, all the rocks was gone. She looked around ready to die and be stoned. She said, where are those mine accusers? Jesus said, they've left. And do you know what he said? He said, neither. Neither do I condemn you. You go and sin no more. Oh, what a Savior is Jesus to me. Oh, don't you ever get better than a sot drunk. Don't you ever get better than a harlot. If it wasn't for God, that's where you'd be. That's where I'd be tonight. Paul said, I'd be willing to go to hell if I could get my people saved. Listen, you think about it. Little old mama under a burden for a teenage boy, rebellious and crazy. said, I want some of you to come and pray for him. You go, and he's sitting there all right back. If that bunch at the church, if they go to heaven, that hypocrite and crowd, I ain't got nothing to worry about. If they make it, I'm all right. And that mama got in under such a burden. She began to weep, fell prostrate at that young'un's feet, and said, God, if anybody has to go to hell, is there some way that you could fix it to where I'd go to hell and save him? You see, Lord, he didn't ask to be brought into this world, but I brought him. He never had nothing to do with it, Lord. Could you arrange it to where I'd go to hell? That little old half-crazy and smart-aleck boy, tears are rolling. He said, would somebody tell me about mama's God? Would somebody tell me about mama? Young people ain't rejected Jesus. They've never been presented Jesus in a lot of churches.
Right, Doc.
It's the blood that stained that old rugged cross. For the dearest and the best. I'm so glad I'm going to heaven tonight. It ain't what I am, ain't what I've done. My family ain't what they did, didn't do, or nothing else. But when I get there and they'll say, why do you think you ought to get into heaven? I'll say, one night in an old-fashioned Baptist church, I said, Jesus. What'd you do for me what I can't do for myself? Whether you believe it or not, hell moved out. Heaven moved in. I was 16, 17 year old. They said it won't last. I'm 75. And thank God, it gets sweeter as the days go by. I wouldn't swap old time salvation, bless God, for a train load of gold. Because when it's gone to dust, I'll be living yonder with the glorified Son of God in a land where we'll never grow old. Amen. Listen, whatever you do, don't go to heaven by yourself. Will you ask God to give you somebody on your heart? Reagan called me the other day, and I ain't forgot it, Reagan. Reagan had a neighbor there, and he got sick. And Reagan and Joyce went over there to the hospital. Was it the VA? Reagan talking to him, and because he loved him, and he said, is you and the Lord all right? You okay? And he told Reagan, he said, I hope I am. And Reagan and Joyce left, went home. But they told me, said that night, Joyce said, Reagan, gonna have to go back over. Never slept, worried all night, went back over and then talked to him and said, when you look down your life, is there a place where you knelt at an old-fashioned altar and asked Jesus to save you? He said, I can't find nowhere. I can't. Reagan said, oh, Jesus is near you, even at your mouth. And that old gentleman got saved, didn't he? Now, what if somebody hadn't had a burden for that? Huh? You have to get rid of your pride.
Yeah.
Can I say it one more time? Whatever you do, don't go to heaven alone.
Yes.
Let's take somebody with us.
Oh, yeah.
We're saved and we're all right. But let's get somebody to go with us. What do you say?
Amen.
Let's get somebody. Are you going to let that little blonde-headed girl, that little black-headed boy, are you going to let them grow up and die and go to the devil's hell? Let's get on our knees before God. Paul said, I'd be willing to be accursed if I could see my folks saved. There's something. Thank God there ain't a thing in the world more important than knowing that your name's written in the book of life. Let's bow our heads. Thank you so much for listening. Our brother will get us home. Listen, I'm just going to ask you a question. You say, preacher, if I died right now, I am not 100% sure that I'd go to heaven. I don't have blessed assurance. I'm not even going to ask you to raise your hand because you know who you are. Listen, I want to ask you something else. Do you have a wife or a husband, an aunt or an uncle, a son or a daughter, somebody walking over the rotten covering of hell and you know they're not saved? God saved you, but they're not saved. Have you cried? Have you prayed? Have you fasted? And said, God, please don't let that loved one of mine go to hell. I stand all over the tabernacle while we stand. We're going to sing a verse of a song or they can play. But I just want to ask you something, and I'm not going to pressure anybody. But you say, Brother Worley, I've got a dear one. If I went home and the phone was to ring, they said, could you come up here to Missioner Henderson Hospital and identify so-and-so? They was killed in a car wreck or died of the heart attack. Would you fall to your knees and say, oh God, they wasn't saved? I wonder, would it be asking too much of you for one more time to bring that mama, that daddy, that son, that daughter, that wife, that husband, that grandson? Would you bring them up here and get in these shavings and say, please, Jesus, please don't let my young'un go to hell? Sing a verse of it.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the gladness all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land, climb the steeps and cross the waves.
Think about it.
Wafted on the rolling tide. Jesus saves,
oh, yeah.
Jesus saves.
Oh, yeah.
Tell to sinners far and wide. Jesus saves.
Yes, he does.
Jesus saves.
Oh, yeah.
Sing ye islands of the sea. Echo back ye ocean caves.
Yeah.
Earth shall sing her jubilee. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle's cry. Jesus saves.
Don't let them go to hell.
Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Yes, he does.
Sing it softly through the gloom. When the heart for mercy
That's
prays,
right. Bring them on to God.
Sing in triumph o'er the tomb. Jesus saves. Jesus
Don't
saves.
Let them go to hell. Don't
Give
let the blood
the
be on your hands.
A mighty voice. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves. Jesus
Bring them on.
Saves. Shout salvation.
Bring them on.
Full and free. I is healed and
Bring them on.
Escapes. This our song. Of victory, Jesus saves.
Don't go to heaven by yourself.
Jesus saves. We have heard the joyful sound. Sing it with me. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Spread the gladness all around. Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
It doesn't matter how far out they've gotten. You may not even know where they're at tonight.
That's right.
But he still saves. I know it may not have happened this way, but it could have. Every one of those corn husks that old boy off in the pig pen ate, daddy could have been back at the barn giving an ear of corn to that fatted calf, asking God to bring him home. He still saves.
Amen.
Now, in case you don't know what God has done in this service, he came through here first with his presence in a spirit of worship to warm and tender our hearts so this word would stick.
Amen.
Don't you go to heaven alone, but don't you leave this truth Amen. In these shavings. God has sent a word Amen. To our hearts and our lives this night. I told Brother Charles, there's a tabernacle here tonight because of this kind of preaching. Because of this kind of preaching. I thank the Lord for it. I can't give you a burden. I can't lift it. I can't relieve it. But I ask God to help you with it. Father, thank you for your presence. Father, thank you for your truth. God, I pray, oh Lord, Lord, we would get unto the Lord. Lord, we would pray. Oh God, somebody wept and prayed. Lord, my grandma wept and prayed, God, so I'd get in, so I'd get saved, so I'd preach the gospel, God. Oh Lord, others, God. Lord, I pray for every mama, every daddy been around this shavings tonight. Lord, Waller and husbands and wives. Lord, grand youngins and Lord, youngins praying for mamas and daddy. Lord, go tonight. God, draw. God, save. God, compel, oh God. We bless your name for caring for the likes of us. Lord, I thank you again for the man of God tonight. Lord, would you rest him? Thank you for anointing him one more time, oh God. Lord, may this truth, God, not Lord lie here, but God, stir in our hearts and stir in our soul. In your holy righteous name we pray. Amen and amen. Aren't you glad you've been on the tabernacle tonight? I say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Shake hands, you go. Greet one another. See you tomorrow night, 7:30, good Lord willing. Amen.